everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. I'm Rich Leaf, and today we're very happy to have our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, a track and cross-country athlete from Somers High School, Matthew Fusco. Matthew, welcome. Nice to see you today.
Thank you.
Now, Matthew, the Con Edison Award has been around for 67 years. Some outstanding student athletes have won it. What does winning this award mean to you?
Well, it obviously means a lot. Going up against some of the best student athletes to get it this week is definitely a great accomplishment.
Now, Matthew, you take part in track activities all year long. You run cross country in the fall. You're involved in indoor winter track and outdoor track. All of these are running events. Who or what got you interested in doing these types of sports?
Well, my dad ran marathons after college, so we always kind of wanted to watch him on TV when he was finishing. And our older brother ran track in high school, so we were always at meets. So we were kind of always surrounded by running. So that's what got me into track.
Now, you were in the cross-country state championships. You came in 10th, which is outstanding. 6th in the outdoor states in 2017, last spring. And that was in the 3,200-meter run, is that correct?
Yep.
Now, how far is that in terms of miles?
It's just under 2 miles by, like, about 18 meters under 2 miles.
Just under 2 miles. Now, you also were the champion in the indoor Eastern States. What was that meet all about?
I think it was the 83rd Eastern States meet. I actually missed making states that season, so I was had a little more motivation that meet. It was definitely very good to get the win there.
Okay, now you have certainly done won all kinds of awards, cross-country, all-league, all-section, all-county, all-state in grades 10, 11, and 12, outdoor track, indoor track. You've really done it all. You have a terrific resume, and the one thing that I am really in awe of is that you are an All-American, and now that's just outstanding. As I said to you outside, I don't get to sit with too many All-Americans. That's just awesome. Now, what event was that in, and what does one have to do to attain All-American status?
It was in the 5K, the indoor 5K, which is 25 laps on an indoor track. And in order to make it, you had to hit the standard, which was in like a 2 mile race or a 3,200. And then once you got there, you had to place top 6 in the event.
Now, what remains for the indoor season? We're winding down the winter season, but you still have quite a bit of work to do with your indoor team. Is that correct?
Yeah, we still have several meets. It's more individual now. We just finished 2nd at our sectional meet. But the state qualifier is this Sunday. Hopefully it doesn't get snowed out. And then the state meet, hopefully, and then nationals, which is early March.
All right, so that's a pretty busy schedule for the next few weeks. Now, this spring, you'll be competing for the Somers High School track team. What are some of the events that you'll be involved in there?
Probably similar to the winter season, the mile, the 2 mile, the 4x8. I'd also like to do the steeplechase in the spring.
The steeplechase meaning what?
So it's you jump over barriers, and there's a water pit every lap.
Wow. Well, that's pretty difficult. Now, tell us a little bit about the training that someone like yourself needs to do to be able to excel in these types of races.
Well, there's definitely a lot of training that goes into it. It's a little bit easier for us because, you know, we have a lot of kids on the track team, and my brother is also a very competitive runner. He's always there, and we're always running workouts together. During the summer, we train for cross country. We put in like 400 miles or so of running distance runs. And then we do a couple runs and workouts every week.
Now, let me ask you this in terms of running, especially in a cross-country situation. What is the mental aspect of running? You're out there by yourself, and maybe there's no one else around. What goes through your mind in terms of, I'm tired, but I have to keep going? Does that take a lot of mental concentration to excel the way you do?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's about getting the fastest time, obviously, and having Greg there, my brother Greg. It definitely helps having him because it makes that mental aspect a little bit easier because we're always kind of running side by side.
Now, you are fortunate to have three excellent coaches at Somers High School. Your winter coach, Mike Lacco, couldn't break away from work. Yeah. But let's talk about these three gentlemen that that you work very closely with during the school year.
Yeah, so Coach Lacco is cross-country coach. Coach Arnett is the the winter coach, and Coach Mike is the spring coach. And they both kind of add different elements and coaching styles, but they're all kind of working together to put a good workout plan together and give us good race advice, and it's definitely very helpful.
Oh, so you get along pretty well with these guys, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. We're very happy to have with us today the Somers High School Athletic Director, Roman Catalino. It was nice of you to come down, Roman. Nice to see you as always. Somers High School traditionally has had very strong cross-country and track. You have a very successful athletic program, recent state championships in football and soccer. Track and cross country don't get the publicity that those sports do, but they're right up there. What's that all about at Somers?
I think it's gentlemen like Greg and Matt Fusco, who have been very active since they were very little, involved in the Taconic Roadrunners Club in the summers, and these student athletes. There's a lot of them that are out there each season, fall, winter, and spring. And Matt here and Greg, his brother, and many of their classmates are just really into it, and they compete two or three seasons. So it's been great. They were sectional champions last year also. So they do a terrific job.
Now tell us a little bit more about this young man in terms of what else he brings to the table. Obviously, he's very, very talented, but I understand he's a great leader among his teammates.
Yes, he does. He and his brother do an outstanding job leading all three seasons, and anytime you're on campus, no matter what time of the year, a lot of times myself and the trainer are trying to get them to slow down a little bit because they do work very hard at what they do. And so we're trying to get them to rest a little bit, but they work all the time and are great leaders to the rest of their teammates.
Well, Roman Catalino, athletic director at Somers High School, thanks for coming down. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rich.
Let's get back to our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We're talking with Matthew Fusco, an All-American track and cross-country student athlete from Somers High School. Matthew, outside of the classroom, outside of school, you're involved in some terrific activities. First of all, you volunteer here at the Taconic Roadrunners Summer Youth Track Program. Tell us about that.
Well, it pretty much just teaches younger kids about the sport of track and field, like long jump, distance running, sprinting. And we also play games with them. It helps them be active, and it helps everyone out.
How old are these young people?
It ranges in age from 4 years old to like end of middle school, around eighth grade.
And you must have some terrific patience to work with kids that young.
Yeah, it's fun. The kids are pretty funny, and my friends are there also volunteering, so it's a lot of fun.
Is that something that you might think about down the road in terms of coaching, maybe at a high school or part time in a Roadrunners Club like that?
Yeah, definitely. I have to see where it takes me, but it's definitely not out of the ordinary.
Well, I'm sure you would certainly have a lot to add. Now, you're also involved in something called the Academic Challenge Team. Tell us about that.
So my friends and I actually founded that club. It used to exist, and we made it into a new club. And we pretty much, it's kind of like a Jeopardy thing, trivia questions, math questions, and we pretty much just go to competitions every once in a while.
Now, you have strong interest in STEM-related fields. How did you become interested in that?
Well, my favorite subjects were always math and science. I tended to excel more in those than English and history classes. So that's pretty much where I got it from.
And tell us what STEM-related, what that means. I have to plead ignorance on this. Some of the things that you guys are involved in, what is that? Sounds interesting. I have no idea what that means. So help me and help our audience understand what that's all about.
Well, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And my older brother studied engineering. My dad studied engineering. And it was always my interest and always my strong suits in school. So that's what I decided to pursue as well.
Now, what is the Green Power Engineering Club? Is that something at Somers High School?
Yeah, so my freshman and sophomore year, there was a club that we basically, the goal for the year was to design and like innovate and adjust this car that's in the middle of the room. And we took it to, or I didn't take it there, but the club took it to Lime Rock to race it. And it was cool being able to work on that and create a project and everything.
That sounds very interesting. And the Technology Student Association, is that a Somers High School activity?
Yeah, it's also, they work together with the Green Power Engineering Club. They pretty much were at the same time. We just worked on our own individual projects related to engineering. It was a lot of fun.
Sounds great. Now, you have a 98.1 weighted GPA at Somers High School. You're in the National Honor Society, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You've taken some great AP and honors courses. This year, you're taking AP Physics, AP Calculus, AP Economics. Last year, AP Chemistry, Stats, and English. Those are some pretty tough courses. Any one or two of those stand out as being your favorite?
My favorite's probably chem and physics. I just like the way you can kind of learn how to solve a problem and then apply it to like tons of different things you've never seen before.
Now, do you use physics at all in terms of helping your running and does any relationship there? Because we had a swimmer a few weeks ago that took AP physics, and he used a lot of that to analyze his own performance in the pool. Do you get into that?
I mean, we don't really use it that much, but it makes sense with what we do because, you know, getting the most efficient form and everything is definitely related to physics.
Now, you are all set to go to Cornell. You're proudly wearing your Cornell Class of 2022 T-shirt. You're going to be part of the cross country and track teams up there. So that's awesome. You're going to study engineering. What was it about Cornell that made you pick Cornell? I'm sure you got plenty of offers. I'm sure a lot of schools really wanted to have a wonderful, well-rounded young man like yourself. What did it for Cornell?
Well, it just seemed like the best fit when we went there. We met the team. We talked to everyone. It's a beautiful campus and a very good engineering school, so it seemed like the best place for me to go.
That's wonderful. Let's talk about your family a little bit. Your dad, Alex, your mom, Janet. I'm sure they have been of great support for you and have driven you to one or two practices or meets over the years. I'm sure they're very supportive, I'm sure.
So they show up to basically every meet. They're always there. My dad is pretty much like another coach. He's always giving us race advice and timing us, and it's definitely very helpful to have them there.
I'm sure it is. Now, you have a twin brother named Greg. He's a minute older than you. I understand you guys are very, very close, and he's on the team with you. Do you have kind of a friendly rivalry between the two of you to push each other a little bit harder?
Yeah, it's definitely a very friendly rivalry. Definitely still a rivalry. We compete a lot. It's very helpful to have him at practice. Every workout kind of turns into a race, and it pushes us both to go faster. And it's nice because we can strategize with each other in races and kind of work together to beat some other teams.
Now, you have an older brother by the name of Alex. He also went to Cornell, and we might mention that Greg is going to Cornell as well. Tell us a little bit about Alex and what he's doing now.
So Alex studied engineering at Cornell, also computer science. And he's currently working at Google in the city, so very successful, definitely.
Fantastic. Great, great family. Congratulations. One final question, Matthew. If you do have a day where there's no practice and no school, just a day to chill out, where might we find Matthew Fusco?
Probably either hang out with my friends or getting some rest at home.
Okay, sounds good. Now, you're a resident of Somers, as am I. Mm-hmm. You have a favorite place if you want to go out and have a slice of pizza in Somers? Where might I find you?
A lot of me and a lot of my friends usually go to Froggy's Deli, get a sandwich there at the end of the day or in the morning.
Okay, how about Fratelli's Pizza? Ever hang out there?
Fratelli's Pizza, yeah.
All right, maybe I'll see you there sometime. Well, we have been speaking with Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Matthew Fusco, an All-American cross-country and track athlete at Somers High School. Matthew, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your outstanding 4 years at Somers High, running track and all of the other activities. Have a great remaining of your senior year. You're going to have some great activities coming up in the months to come. And, of course, all the best to you and to your brother Greg at Cornell University starting in the fall.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We have been speaking with our current Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Matthew Fusco from Somers High School. And thanks for listening to the Con Ed Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we talk to another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.